One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're Shannon and Scott. That was close.
Oh, I rapped it just to see what would happen.
Well, I did the song rap kind of thing, like, I can't think of a rapper.
It's late.
I'm tired.
We're both very tired. I have to get up early. Scott's had a long day.
But we're not here to complain. We're here to give you high-quality entertainment. And that's what we're going to do.
We're going to try.
We're just going to be tired about it.
What's a song salad?
A song salad is a random topic from the random article button on Wikipedia, plus a random genre of music from moodfuse.com. And together, they make a salad.
Song. We write a song about them.
My train of thought continues about half a sentence, and then I have to reset myself.
Yeah. Wow, so many mixed metaphors. So we write a song using a random topic and a random style of music, and we do it for you because we love you and we need creative outlets.
Speaking of loving you, we've gotten a lot of new listens lately and a lot of new followers on Twitter.
Yeah, a lot of sex bots.
Yeah, have you noticed that it's mostly cam girls?
Yeah.
So thank you, cam girls, for listening to our show. I'm going to choose to believe you're real.
Yeah, Clarice and Nan, thank you so much.
Nan.
Thanks, Janice. Thanks, Stephanie, with two F's in the middle.
It means fortissimo.
Yeah.
Steph fortissimo-any.
Oh my god.
Well, either way, if you're real or if you're a bot, we want to thank you for following us on Twitter. Thank you for subscribing to us on iTunes, following us on SoundCloud, and rating and reviewing our show.
What means the most to us is if you share. Just share our podcast with someone who might like it or on your social media. That would be super cool.
Should we do it?
Yeah, let's get our genre.
Let's get our genre. So, so sorry, I brought up the Wikipedia page for poop just to have a starting point.
Yep.
We're not going to use that.
Neutral page to start with was poop.
All right, moodfuse.com. What do you have for us? Let's spin the salad spinner, which today sounds like a sloth.
A sloth?
Because we're tired.
What is sloth? Do they make noise? It's a whale.
Our genre, which I don't think we're going to be allowed to be very sleepy with the genre. Our genre is grindcore.
What's grindcore?
Let's find out.
Oh my god. The example songs are all by Blood of Kingu. And the names of some of these songs are Crown Scarlet Moon is Waiting for Eclipse.
He Who Is Not to Be Named.
Voldemort. And then Chambers of Inpusub.
Oh, this is my favorite one. Stronghold of Megaliths, Thorns, and Human Bones.
Lair of Night Abzu. What is this?
Let's look up grindcore and find out a little bit more about it as a genre.
Excellent.
Grindcore is an extreme genre of music that originated in the early to mid 1980s. It draws inspiration from some of the most abrasive sounding genres, including hardcore punk, thrash metal, crust punk, industrial, and noise rock. Grindcore is characterized by a noise-filled sound that uses heavily distorted, down-tuned guitars, grinding overdriven bass, high-speed tempo, blast beats, and vocals which consist of growls and high-pitched shrieks.
Oh my god.
So this is going to be great.
Super good for a sleepy Sunday evening. Though, we'll fit right in with your neighbor who is yelling hymns next door. I guess because it's Palm Sunday? I don't know.
I wonder if he's one of our listeners.
Maybe.
Little tidbit here. A trait of grindcore is the micro song. Several bands have produced songs that are only seconds in length. British band Napalm Death holds the Guinness World Record for shortest song ever recorded with the 1 second song You Suffer.
What?
We could write a micro song.
You want to write like a 15 second micro song?
Or we could write 15 1 second micro songs. I think that might be even better.
This is going to be like salad tapas. Song tapas.
Salad bites.
Yes. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, no. Wait.
Well, I guess maybe it'll depend on our topic, whether we want to write an actual song or if we can do little snippets like
songs.
That.
Okay, cool.
Micro songs, as they're called. Wow. Well, we need to find an example.
Yeah, we do need an example. Should we listen to You Suffer? We should definitely at least listen to You Suffer.
It doesn't have
to be our example, but...
All right, here it is. You Suffer by Napalm Death. The YouTube video is 2 seconds long.
Sweet.
All right, here it comes. What? That was a nice cover of You Suffer,
Janet. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow. So that's an example of a micro song we could do.
Okay.
Maybe we should find an example of a little bit longer of a grindcore song.
I think that's probably a good idea.
Here's an example of a longer song by Napalm Death called When All Is Said and Done. Oh, sorry, I had something stuck in my throat. What I was saying was, that sounds like it's going to hurt.
It does sound like it's really going to hurt. It also sounds like it doesn't matter what lyrics I write.
Nope.
Because won't be able to understand them.
Little sidebar, there were lyrics to that 1 second song called You Suffer, and the lyrics were, you suffer, but why?
You suffer, but why?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We found a slowed down acoustic version on YouTube. There's also a live version on YouTube, and the crowd is like, yeah!
It's really ludicrous, but I'm happy that we fell into this weird little rabbit hole of the internet for this evening.
Yeah. Did you find some lyrical themes of grindcore songs?
There are some pretty intense lyrical themes of grindcore. So Wikipedia talks about grindcore being very provocative, especially in a political and ethical sense, generally leaning toward the far left, which is probably a nod to their punk roots. So Napalm Death, which is the two examples that you heard, their songs are, I guess, specifically about a lot of anarchist things. And they include anti-racism, feminism, anti-militarism, and anti-capitalism, which is like kind of hilarious because it's all things that I'm like, yeah, but I would never like yell about them like that and be so angry that you can't actually understand what they're saying about them. Then there are some other grindcore groups called Cattle Decapitation and Carcass, which have expressed, as you might guess, disgust with human behavior, animal abuse, and are, in some cases, vegetarians or vegans.
Huh.
And Carcass's work in particular is identified as the origin of the gore grind style, which is devoted to quote-unquote bodily themes. And then gropes. God damn it.
Good job. Fits the theme.
Start again. Groups that shift their bodily focus towards sexual matters, such as gut and the meat shits,
oh my God,
are referred to as porno grind.
Wow.
So it's like this really actually very nuanced and intellectual perspective that, I don't know, maybe I'm just being prejudiced or whatever, but it just doesn't come across when someone is screaming incoherently.
Right. Like, you'd think if you had a message or a you know, a goal in mind with your art, you would want people to hear the words that you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe not. To each his own. Yeah. Maybe my brain just doesn't work on that wavelength.
I don't know. Well, should we find out what we're going to be writing about?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do a random article, please.
All right, okay. Let's spin the salad spinner.
Are we still sloth?
We're a grindcore sloth.
Oh my god, it's perfect! It's literally perfect for 1 second songs.
We're going to do like 30 micro songs.
Oh my god.
We List of fjords of Greenland.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Oh,
I'm my God. So happy right now.
Literally a list of fjords in Greenland. And there are, how many are here?
A lot. I mean, we don't have to do all of them if we don't want to.
I mean, there's like 50.
Yeah.
But we can, let's say we're going to do like
10. You want to do 10?
Yeah. And okay. Each one of them will take about like 2 or 3 seconds.
Yeah. So.
We're going to do 10 micro grindcore songs that are just a list of fjords of Greenland.
And you know what I think our political cause is going to be?
What?
Climate change. Because it's Greenland and it's covered in ice and it's melting.
Wow. So how are we going to pronounce these?
Who cares?
We're going to yell them. We have like the Alangorskok fjord. The Amerlock Fjord, the Amasalik. I mean,
it's gonna be like, that's all it's gonna sound like. Which one did I say? You don't know.
You said Kangagamwit Kangerluwaswat Fjord.
Sure, I did.
Oh, King Oscar Ford.
Sure. Oh, well, that's good.
Why don't you saying Ford?
I don't know. Because you're tired.
Yep. So, Are you're just going to, you want to pick your favorites?
Yeah, I'm going to pick my favorite fjords.
And I guess I'll get started on the elements of the music. And so,
how are we going to make them sound different?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you the same thing.
You're the one making the music. Well, some of them can be like screamy, and some of them can be like guttural.
Yep. Some of them can have like a really fast, like intense beat, and some of them can just have more like of a drive to them.
Yeah. It might help if we listen to a couple other examples of short
of micro really songs.
Short songs.
Let's
do
that.
Yeah.
So we just listened to a YouTube video that's called 25 Shortest Grindcore Songs. And you know, they do actually all sound a little bit different.
They did. Yeah.
Some of the different elements that I noticed were some of them have the lyric just at the end. Some of them have the lyric throughout. Some of them have it just at the beginning. Some of them have like little mini guitar solos or guitar slides. A lot of them have little drum intros. And they kind of go back and forth between having that. It's all just 16th notes from the guitar and the drums at once. And then some of them actually feel like they have a beat that you can recognize out of them. So I think we can play with all of that material and make something that'll work to have each song stand out. So, some of the musical elements of grindcore. Grindcore obviously involves a heavy amount of distorted guitar and electric bass. And oftentimes the guitars and basses are tuned down. So what that means is that the standard tuning of guitar is like, you know, the lowest string is the E string. But in grindcore, a lot of the bands will tune the E string all the way down to like a C or an A. So it sounds like really low and like gritty and guttural. So it automatically just gives it a sense of being off, you know. The vocals, obviously, are just screaming and grunting and sometimes are just added as a sound effect and don't even sing on a lyric. And lastly, a common beat in the grindcore music is called a blast beat. And a blast beat has a repeated 16th note figure played at a very fast tempo, which is divided uniformly among the kick drum, snare, and ride, crash, or hi-hat cymbal. It's been described as a maniacal percussive explosion, less about rhythm per second than sheer sonic violence. So basically it's about hitting as many parts of the drum kit with as much frequency as possible. And here's an example of blast beat. What are you going to do about the lyrics to make them stand out?
Yeah, so I think like you were saying, some of them just have like one lyric that's kind of shouted at the end of the song, or that introduces the song at the beginning. So I think some of them are just going to be the names of the fjords, but I think others, the longer ones that have the lyric throughout the whole 3 to 5 seconds of the song, will have more of an environmental message, a very short, succinct environmental message. It might not even be the name of the fjord, but I might look up the fjord and see if, I don't know, I can pull in anything,
any information,
any personal details about the specific fjord.
You know, it might be fun for our listeners.
What?
Before each micro song, should we say the name of the fjord?
Should we attempt to say the name of the fjord?
Just so that they have an idea of what to try to listen for?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's do that.
Okay, cool.
Shannon?
Yeah, Scott?
What's a fjord?
I'm glad you asked, Scott. Fjords are skinny little inlets from the sea to the, well, I guess the other way around, from an island to the sea. And they're caused by glaciers. Oh. So when a glacier moves from a landmass into the sea, they can create these really narrow, steep cliffs with water flowing out to the sea. Or
cool.
I guess water flows in. I don't know. I don't know how water works, really.
Another episode.
I don't know. But there's also lots of talk about fjords opening into other fjords, which I can't quite picture how that works in my head. But anyway, so that's what a fjord is. So picture like a really steep, narrow passageway with water. Kind of like a canyon, but if a canyon were filled with water.
Cool.
Yeah. So I picked 10 fjords kind of at random, mostly by the way that they sounded, or that I think that they sound, because I honestly have no idea how to really pronounce these things. And some of them are just their names. It will be the lyric for that micro song. But some of them are related to, I looked up the individual fjord. And just also, I just want to point out that the original list of fjords is titled The Most Important Fjords of Greenland. So this is by no means a comprehensive list, even.
I feel like a lot of fjords were snubbed.
Yeah, yeah. The most important fjords. So, and then the ones that I did try to make the lyrics a little bit more substantive, like I wanted them to have an environmental message, which goes along with Grindcore's political and social activism messages. So the Wolstenholme Fjord is called the world's largest ice machine because 4 glaciers contribute to it,
guess.
And so the lyric for that one, for example, is the world's largest ice machine is broken because of global warming. There's a King Oscar fjord. And so the lyric is just going to be King Oscar is drowning.
Awesome.
The Amerlock fjord was the site of an Inuit murder of some explorers, some Dano-English explorers.
Oh my God.
And so the lyric is, should have murdered them all because Western civilization has contributed to global warming in ways that indigenous populations have not.
Wow.
This fjord was the second largest. So the Umanak fjord, the lyric is the second largest, but not for long. this one is just its coordinates, which I thought was kind of cool.
That's gonna be a long micro song, the coordinates.
Yeah, maybe. We can short. Well, you're just gonna like,
say
we're
really
just gonna
fast.
Be like,
blah, blah, blah,
blah. Yeah, whatever. that's the inspiration because I think once we actually start singing these, you're not gonna be able to understand what the lyric is.
Cool.
But yeah, so just At least rest we're on assured, message. Yeah, rest assured, I did actually put some effort into this. I didn't just sit back and rely on guttural screaming.
Great. Yep. Are we going to alternate singing these?
I think we should.
Great. Yeah. Love it.
All right.
5 and 5.
Yes.
Well, I've got my music.
Yeah?
Ready.
Okay. Let's do it.
Tunaliarfic Fjord.
Tunaliarfic! Ikertuk Fjord.
Ikagularsut Fjord.
Wolstenholm Fjord.
The world that is unseen is broken!
King Oscar Fjord.
Jorgen Brønland Fjord.
Independence Fjord.
Omanok Fjord.
Largest, not for long.
Kangerluar Sungwak Fjord.
Kangerluar Sungwak.
Ammerlock Fjord.
Should have murdered them all.
We,
Threw you for a loop with that one there.
Switched it up on ya, but you didn't see that coming.
Sounds so wimpy compared to everything else before it.
I was crying. Yes. Recording those.
Same.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't know if we're just so tired or what, but that was highly enjoyable.
Recording this episode equally made me like 10 times more exhausted, but also gave me so much energy. I don't know how I feel right now. It's very confusing.
That's the purpose of Grindcore. It makes you think, makes you feel.
I'm thinking about fjords.
So many fjords.
Thinking about global warming. And yeah. I'm thinking about how much my throat hurts.
Yeah. Seriously, very, very phlegmy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you learn, Scott?
I'm fascinated by this whole micro song thing.
Yeah.
I had no idea that existed. And I'm really curious to find out like why the micro song format exists for this genre and why the audience and like listening base of this genre is interested in micro songs.
Yeah, that's incredibly interesting.
So for next episode, I'm going to do some research on that and I'll get back to you next episode on if I can find anything out about that.
Micro
and if you are a grindcore fan listening to this and you have any insight on this topic, please tweet at us. We'd love to find out from the fans' perspective, like why these bands are creating these micro songs and why listeners are interested in them.
Yeah. And that's at Song Salad Cast on Twitter. And also please tweet at us and let us know what your favorite fjord was, your favorite fjord song that we did. Since there were so many to choose from, we are interested to hear which ones you guys like the most.
For sure.
And I guess I learned things about fjords. I learned that fjords can open into other fjords.
Yeah. Useful knowledge.
And I learned that they're caused by glaciers. And I learned that Jorgen Brønland was a polar explorer who has a fjord named after him.
Well, this has been Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott. Oh, what should we end with?
Not that.
Wait, I got it.
You got it? Okay.
This has been Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott. And together
we're
Shannon and Scott!
One, two, three, four.